don't fuck well now we
today na Thursday, 10th November 2022. Good morning and welcome to the fourth edition of the current affairs program, Freedom Flag, where they can tell you from Freedom Radio 90.1 FM and with the broadcast from Women's Studio number 9, Ogun Lane 2, Brookfields, inside Freetown. Me will present the edition of the program. My name is Ala Hassan Bangura. Inside the program today, the head of communications, now the Mother's Child Foundation, Samuel Kaba Bangura, don't talk about one training where the organization they organize for entrepreneurs and students them now the country. And we guest inside the program today, now Hannah Hamida Jimmy, OGP coordinator from the National Council for Civic Education and Development, where they can talk about one OGP regional meeting where Salon been attend in Morocco this being team. This and plenty other story, including newspaper headlines, weather updates, sports, entertainment, business, and text message, all the inside today edition of the program Freedom Flag. Remember, say yourself for the listen, get the opportunity for join me through your text message on the AfriCell number 077-429423. You they also get to live on our Facebook page, Freedom Radio /90.1 FM. Drop your comments or concern relating to issues and we'll discuss inside the program and we go read them. Now we go take a short commercial break from one of our sponsor, QCell. When we come, we'll continue the program proper one. You are the
only one. Where trouble meets you? Now that same day you go know who that too. Only like you.
Now I know say QCell come for Epsaloman with communication.
But all waiting tranga so. QCell say any amount data bundle where you buy Tuesday, Friday and Sunday, QCell go give you 100% per tap. If you buy 10 megabytes,
you go get 20 megabytes.
If you buy 100 megabytes,
you go get 200 megabytes.
Ah well, if you go buy 10 gigabytes now.
Now 20 gigabytes, then they give you one term.
Well, this they don't help with school picking them for get chance for study more.
Tuesday, Friday and Sunday, 100% data bunya. For check you data bunya, dial *303# or call 111 for more information.
You sell Salon Pride. You are the only one for
me. Tina Street Salon, no cyber you day. Yesterday don't dawn, and Tina new day. QCell Salon, the 4G LTE network. They now no free tongue, no need for swap SIM card. Just dial *335 hertz straight from your 4G device. Experience the best with QCell. Right like the beautiful moon. This night away, I'm for tonight. Yeah, QCell for me. QCell for you, QCell for y'all, QCell for me, QCell for y'all.
QCell, Salon Pride.
QCell for me, QCell for you, QCell for y'all, QCell for me, QCell for y'all. We want to make you know, you can also get. QCell for you, QCell for y'all, QCell for me, QCell for y'all, yeah, QCell for me, QCell for you, QCell for y'all, QCell for me, QCell for y'all,
QCell, Salon Pride.
Welcome back from that short commercial break from one of our sponsors, QCell. If you just tune in, the program at Freedom Flag, they can tell you from Freedom Radio 90.1 FM. Continue for send your text message to the AfriCell number 0302973 0774 2023 0774 2023, and also drop your comments on our Facebook page as we go read them as well inside the program. We'll now go for newspaper headlines and also weather updates we come out today. First, I will start with weather updates. I will join Vamsin for take you through weather update this morning. Good morning, Vamsin, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Alassan. Good morning, listeners. Of course, weather update will come inside today. Today, Thursday, 10th November 2022, with a starter from Freetown. Freetown this morning, the weather forecast for Freetown. Some parts of Freetown get for be cloudy with 30% chance for a light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 27 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 24 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 84%. They get for get light breeze with the common south around 5 km/h. In the afternoon, some parts of Freetown get for be cloudy with 30% chance of rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 28 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 74%. And they get for get gentle breeze with the common southwest around 12 km/h. Now net, Freetown, some parts now Freetown get for be cloudy with 20% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. Low temperature around 27 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 24 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 84%. And they get for get gentle breeze of 10 km/h with the common southwest. We go Bow. The weather forecast for Bow this morning. Bow get for be cloudy with 20% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 25 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 89%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km/h with the common east. In the afternoon, the sky now will get for clear with 30% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 31 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 22 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 59%, and they get for get high breeze of 5 km/h with the common southwest. Now net, bold get for be cloudy with 20% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get low temperature around 24 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 94%, and they get for get gentle breeze of 7 km/h with the common southwest. For Kenema, the weather forecast for Kenema this morning. Kenema some parts get for be cloudy with 30% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 25 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 84%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km/h with the common northwest. In the afternoon, some parts in Kenema get for be cloudy with 30% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature, we get for there around 25 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for there around 20 degrees Celsius, with average humidity of 52%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km/h with the common southwest. Nanet, Kenema get for be cloudy with 20% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get low temperature around 24 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 21 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 83%, and they get for get gentle breeze of 7 km/h with the common southwest. We go now Makeni. The weather forecast now Makeni this morning. This morning Makeni some parts get for be cloudy with 25% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 25 degrees Celsius, and the dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 85%. They get for get light breeze of 5 km/h where the commoner southwest. In the afternoon, Makeni, the sky gap will be clear with 20% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. The gap will get high temperature around 30 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 21 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 45%. And the gap will get light breeze of 8 km per hour with the commoner southwest. Now net, Makeni gap will be mostly cloudy with 20% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get low temperature around 25 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 85%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km per hour with the commoner south. For Kono this morning, Kono some parts get for be cloudy with 20% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 24 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 92%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km per hour with the commoner northwest. In the afternoon, Kono get for be clear, the sky get for be clear with 10% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 30 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 23 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 55%. And they get for get gentle breeze of 8 km per hour with the commoner south. Nanette, Kono get for be mostly cloudy with 15% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get low temperature around 30 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 21 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 96%. And they get for get light breeze of 8 km per hour with the commoner southwest. We go Kabbalah. Kabbalah this morning get for be mostly cloudy with 35% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorms. They get for get high temperature around 24 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 21 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 84%. And they get for get light breeze around 5 km per hour with the commoner southwest. In the afternoon, some parts na Kono get for be cloudy with 35% chance for the light rain candy and scattered thunderstorm. And they get for get high temperature around 23 degrees Celsius. Dew point get for day around 20 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 58%. And they get for get light breeze of 5 km per hour with the commoner southwest. Nanette, Kabbalah get for be partly cloudy with 10% chance of light rain and scattered thunderstorms. Low temperature, they get for get low temperature around 24 degrees Celsius with average humidity of 74%. And they get for get light breeze of 6 km per hour with the commoner southwest. Where the weather forecast we can inside this morning, we commoner Sierra Leone Meteorological Agency. And this we get for now.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much, Vamsin. And before we take the weather update this morning, quick one, like I just turned the mic to Wisha Kunte for give you the headlines of newspapers. We come out to the briefly inside the program. Wisha, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Alassane. Good morning, listeners. Well, the first newspaper we will get in front of we today, now the executive newspaper, dated 10th November 2022. And with first story where we get now, mobile service providers may shut down operation. With second story now, Powership donates food items to the physically challenged in Magba village. We other story where we go find now the executive newspaper now, EU, Ireland and UNDP sign agreements to support peaceful conduct of 2023 elections. This and more to read there, you go find na the executive newspaper. We second newspaper where we get today na the Salon Compass newspaper, dated 10th November 2022. And we first story where we get na arrogance and greed, SAPP's hallmarks. We second story where we get in front of we na SLPP agents in APC. And we get another story where say Orange Middle East and Africa senior executive visit NATCOM. This another story you go find na the front page of the Salon Compass newspaper. The last newspaper for today where we get in front of winner the Concord Times newspaper. dated 10th November 2022. And we first story where we get na over $25 security fee. Parliament issues deadline to Internal Affairs Transport Ministers. We second story na EU Ireland UNDP commits to support peaceful elections. We other story where we go find na the Concord Times newspaper na Gender Empowerment Bill sent to Legislative Committee. The last story na the Concord Times newspaper for today na Justice Abdul Sherif assures Cambia of speedy conclusion of 24 cases. This another story you go find na the Concord Times newspaper. Now this then we get for offer today. Back to you, Alassane.
Thank you very much, Risha. I think these are some of the newspapers that we come out today inside the program. Now we take today into the program. Like we tell you earlier on, see, we guest who we talk to inside the program today happens to be Hannah Hamida Jimmy, OGP coordinator from the National Council for Civic Education and Development. We, like I tell you, inside the program today for Can't Talk About One OGP regional meeting where it's alone been attained in Morocco this being 10. Good morning, Hannah, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Alassane. Good morning, listeners.
First of all, people could listen to Wigo and for briefly know about and some of the activity where the and civic education they take on, and also as well look at and waiting actually now this OGP where people on the air about OGP. But first, we'll take you through activities and way you know the Council for Civic Education and Development they undertake all this while.
Thank you very much. I think this not the first day with the Kana Radio for talk about the National Council for Civic Education and Development, and since 2018 to date, we don't make lots of progress in terms of. From the day where His Excellency the President be declare say we make a pronunciation say one of the things that we're missing is civic education, and for full that link there, what he go do he go create the National Council Civic Education units, and from then he create the National Council for Civic Education and Development. Since then to date, we don't do so many things then where I could just go briefly through.
Yeah, just brief, because if we say to go over the things, they're all time not enough.
Don't do series of engagement. But one of the major success stories for the National Council for Civic Education, now that this year, if you get small picky where they go school, you go see, say, they don't introduce civics in a school back. So the textbooks and they out, and then they don't begin teach civics in a school. Nana one. And when we do our, we not only target the small picking them, we not only target picking them, we also target mommy and daddy them back na us. And how we do them first at regional level, then across the country, we left Western area, because Western area, we interface with them every day on a daily basis, through media programs, through town hall meetings, through consultative meetings, same. So at regional level, across the chiefdom, we don't install solar panel TVs them across the country, now all the chiefdoms them, where the essence of them solar panel TV are so. Now for make people away day, now chiefdom at every corner of Sierra Leone, go know what's in the happen at the central government and how will they do down there. Like parliamentary sittings and so. We can do recordings of down there and send them to them, then they play on their television there are so. You get other things them, like health emergency, how people go able to address them. So different things the way the executive, judiciary, legislative they do, where all arms of governments they do for ensure say this country come off fine. And ensure say people and get a voice and able for participate in waiting governments they do, we go send them to them. So then self get nobody not go able for fool them for waiting they supposed for do or waiting they not supposed for do. So this now one of the major success stories them. And also specifically if I can count to the OGP, This now the
before come to the OGP, you know, this civic education we talk about, so people only interested in plenty time. But is it that we get and specialized people where they teach this civic education, because now you need involvement of even people eligible as well for get this teaching as well?
Well, what do we do now? First of all, we get seasoned writers them, we develop the curriculum, develop the text, and after that we get engagements across the country. We draw teachers them for can train them on how they get for go teach picking them the civics. So then teacher that I will draw, we're not able to draw all the teachers them. So what we do, we call an TOT, training of trainers. So across the country, we draw representatives who go come and can learn, then themselves go empower for go train other teachers them, where then other teachers themselves go learn for train other teachers them. So now so the trail go. So now if you watch from before the school's academic year they start, don't get lots of trainings them, lots and lots of trainings them. Where now if you go to schools there, you go see say. Every school gets a civics text. They don't begin teaching at the different schools. Then, like when we go across the country for monitor, there's solar panel TV there. So how people and they utilize them. We also use that opportunity for ask if the civics text book they don't reach in the country. Then, now then village schools then they, and boku people tell we say nearly 90% tell we say yes they don't reach there. They don't begin utilize them at the schools then. And I make her, they say this is not just one of the success stories then. Another thing where I can discuss with you now, the fact say we don't get a series of engagements inside Free Toya, so with different stakeholders them, bike riders, drivers union, every civil society organization where you they think of, we don't get engagement with them on how we all go work together for make sure say Salon be a better place for everybody.
So what are the impacts where the civic and the materials and we don't come, we don't only distribute in different parts of the country, you know, don't create within the educational sector?
This civic text, it just starts in September. So it's too early for, the only thing we don't ensure, we ensure say a day across the country, now all the schools them, and then the teacher and the schools them. So it's too early now for let we know the impact where it don't create. Probably by second time we can able for begin do evaluation.
So how are things get for impact them as well?
First of all, it will make the they get a knowledge on waiting patriotism. How you go be a better citizen. Governments they do a lot, but waiting yourself as citizen, which obligation you owe to governments for support waiting governments they do. Because when governments they walk na two-way streets, in anything where they do na two-way streets, you they push this person they push, and definitely una go succeed. But if governments they walk, now I sure say by next year you no go they yari picking in the commoner streets, or you yari people in commoner streets they go demonstrate for damaged government property, because this education where then they get they no say then see how then they do, not so governments. No more they do am now from themselves it they come up, because when you pay tax now that tax where you they pay government they take for make sure say you life better, make sure say it creates a basic social necessities then for citizens them.
All right, now I take me through to the OGP where primarily I would say now one of the major reason why make you there, so plenty time people on the year about the OGP, you know, for people who go to listen today and they read the OGP for the very first time, take me through what's in the OGP there about.
Inside 2011, 8 countries then come together for promote good governance reforms, and then look at what are the key themes for promote these good governance reforms. Reforms not changes them. So then 14 are where they look at transparency, they look at accountability, they look at civic participation, and they also look at access to information. So from 2011 to date, you don't get over 79 countries across the world where they subscribe to this OGP, where the meaning are open government partnership. So as a country, you know, they just grab no more, you say you want to be member, if you don't meet first the criteria. What are the criteria? You get one, fiscal transparency. Fiscal transparency na the money business na the country where governments they do, how governments they make people they know how then they use the money. Salon, what see we they do? I see like yesterday, Ministry of Finance don't pull they don't pull a press release where it should say tomorrow then get forget budget reading. It they tell you say this na fiscal transparency. Budget reading na the money business na the country. We get for run 2023 how governments they do am. So this na fiscal transparency. And also you look at halfway into the year, and not say people they don't hear about audit reports. So they tell you say how government they make the money, they tell una say that this money we they use. Now so governments they audit. And they make sure say then they monitor how their money are they go and reports they come on. So that's now one of the criteria the way we meet as a country before we become member. The second one, now income and assets declaration, where the Anti-Corruption Commission they take a lead on that day. When Sierra Leone starts, na be just for specific people them. But coming down the line, it don't cut across now. Say anybody where they receive money from consolidated funds, if we make sure say if feel them, and we not only reach to that level, then we also we don't make sure say as a country we digitalize them. You can fill them online or you also just do the hard copy. The third one na citizens engagement. You dey see government projects, policies, lots of things where governments they do now, then they hold consultation with citizens them. You dey see then the kind of media, you get the Ministry of Information and Communication, the Thursday press briefing. You dey see even the different MDAs then, they go out across the district. You dey hear about different town hall meetings them about projects before governments do them. And the final one na access to information. Inside 2013, Sierra Leone began for pass the access to commission and the access to information into an act of parliament. From there, they formed the right to access information. So that's now the last thing where we meet as a country where make we qualify for subscribe to the OGP. So inside 2013, we send a letter of intent, and by 2014, we begin for do the thing then now where for make sure say where you don't be member of the OGP, certain thing then they where you for do as a country, we begin for work towards that day. One of the things they will do now for form the steering committee, where this steering committee they comprise government and civil society, equal representation. So now then they come together, civil society they represents the voice of citizens across the country, and government they implement what civil society and government agree to. So civil society they come with their voice, say now then why are the burning issues there. Now this and this we need for do as a country for make sure say we able deliver better services to we people. We able provide basic services to we social amenities to we people. Then government they look at and say, okay, let we look at and this way we go able for do 1, 2, 3, and 4. So government they commit, and then commitments here you get milestone. You get the big commitments when I go be the theme. Then you also get the milestone where go be the activity the way governments they do, because now then thing and then you get for measure say how you complete the milestone, how you complete the commitments. But you look at the activities then they now this not the milestones then. But then again, you not just they develop commitments them and milestones them. It gets a timeline for implement them. 2 years if you don't implement and complete. Then after 2 years, you start the process again. You consult, you sensitize, then you make sure so now gets commitments them again where governments go implement. So from then to date, we don't develop and implement three national action plans. Now the fourth one we did on so right now, and this meeting where we go now a global meeting, but it comprises of the open government partnership countries the way they na Africa and the Middle East. Now then go meet for discuss what thing we can do for make OGP better now Africa and the Middle East. So we take this opportunity for showcase what in Sierra Leone don't do inside the OGP so far, and also with the peer land that like country to country, the land from other countries there. If you want for do another thing, you the peer land. Quickly before you ask me this question, I just say two things the way Sierra Leone stand out for in the past things the way we done they do the past 1 year. We look at the commitments, then it be there across the things the way they be the showcase as countries the way don't stand out. with commitments on gender. Where yesterday, as I hear my colleague, they register from the newspaper headline, the Gender Empowerment and Women Equality Bill, yeah. Where don't they in a parliament, and one of OGP commitments, they made a showcase standing because Sierra Leone are one of the countries that we don't do something like a dandy. We don't get that kind, we don't reach that far. Another thing again, where they commend we for, where they call them IRM, when are the independence review mechanism, tip of the day. Now, the fact say, the method and the way where we they use for consult with citizens them, the engagements the way we they do for make sure say we get commitments them and milestones them.
So, all this way you analyze very important, one would say, you know, there you reach a peak when you be try for talk about things them way, you know, Salone in terms of the OGP don't do. You talk about three things and they don't complete, but he left one. You like for take listeners through to the things they don't complete?
We don't complete all the, I talk about four criteria as a country.
Yes.
Where we meet.
Yes.
We meet all the four criteria before we become member of the OGP. Then four criteria are fiscal and income, fiscal transparency, income and asset declaration, and as I say, I explain everything where we do as a country for ensure so we meet same criteria.
Qualify, yeah.
Yes.
So all them four criteria and the Salone bingo through them.
Yes.
All right, take me through into another aspect we get for the way this particular meeting where you talk about, say, the Salone self can go and learn from other countries how then self can operate for, say, they meet to the commitment of the OGP. Now, what's in this meeting where Salone bingo gets go witness now Morocco this BNTM, because we need to understand and be like a 3 days or 2 days meeting. It will be start from the first to the third of November. People will like for know primarily some of the things them way now be the things they want to discuss or way being come up within that meeting day.
Well, first make I take you through the theme of that meeting day. The theme of the meeting is they talk about anti-corruption. He also talk about innovation, data digitalization, civic participation, and open parliaments. Open parliaments na a new commitment we just come into play since 2018. Open parliaments na a commitment where they talk about how the legislative arm of governments they make itself open. They open up to citizens them. And since open parliaments come into play, Sierra Leone don't make mark inside the implementation of that commitment say. We don't make so much mark that we score very well in the Africa barometer index where we come on last year. So waiting and waiting we do. If you watch you now if you go to parliament you see one big plaque. Where per that plaque they tell you waiting waiting parliaments they do, then call and service charter.
Okay.
If you they go to parliament, you they see say now there is a ramp where anybody where gets any form of where physically disabled, not able for work as claim step or waiting. It gets side when a slide they slide there. So it makes parliament accessible to everybody. And the other thing where we notice this past 4 years now, the fact say parliamentary sittings now a day on every social media. If you go television, you go see them. You go Facebook, when they do parliamentary sittings, you go see them. You go YouTube, you go see them. And most importantly, you don't get a parliamentary app. Where that parliamentary app, they tell you the different things the way parliaments they do. Then, if I can accommodate, so then are just few of the things the way we showcase inside parliament, waiting parliaments they do. We also talk about civic participation, where as I say we they do lots and lots around civic participation. We also talk about anti-corruption, where the ACC then we go represent we as a country, when not on anybody less than the commissioner now himself go there and he be there per series of sessions there where he showcase with the progress where we they make in terms of anti-corruption, the waiting it they do, it showcase what it they do and how it they go for, how it they go about for achieve their then success is then day.
Yeah, we will definitely just continue because we will look at the delegation we been go for this meeting. We'll just continue.
No, this not just few people away the OGP reach out to say we want you for council, we waiting and waiting.
So now okay, now OGP they reach out to you to people based for
on, based on things the way then they do. As I tell you, okay, the theme day where I read the theme then just now, you get anti-corruption, you get innovation, you get data digitalization, you get civic participation, you get open parliament. So for open parliament, the legislative arm of OGP, they reach out, the government of Morocco reach out to the speaker of parliament where be get for go and itself go showcase some of them successes there. So when will they make inside parliament?
Okay,
but as a country we all consolidate, we come together, we reach out to itself, say, because as I tell you, say, we get a steering committee. So the representatives then at the steering committee then tell we say, oh, we self they go OGP reach out to we. So because of that, we come together and say, okay, we where they come up from Sierra Leone, we they go as one. So OGP reach out to Speaker of Parliament, they reach out to Justice Sector, they reach out to the Commissioner, and we all come together and say, okay, if we they come up to as na Sierra Leone for go represent the country, we all they go as one. So now that makes
so we get representative from the civic education part.
Civic education, OGP now then they host OGP.
Okay, that's good.
Now we they host OGP.
Okay, all right. Just as you rightly be they make some important things them way, you know, now be in deliberations them way Salon Bigo puts, you know, to accompany countries them as well for discourse on things them way see we see say serve the play and a pertinent role in terms of development of the country we ourselves age OGP set aside for look at other countries them as how they say they do their own work there. Now make a look at and how this meeting been important to Salon, looking at the area of corruption, looking at the area of the parliament, looking at the area of civic, you know, and other things than where the OGP surrounded in.
As I say, this meeting now for OGP countries, OGP participating countries now Africa and the Middle East. So when then they come together, then they can showcase what they don't do, the reforms the way the country don't make through the open government partnership with an OGP process. Then also identify key challenges the way they cut across all the African countries they are, and try for profile, try for see how they go able for how they go able for manage them challenges they are, so where they cut across all the countries them. So for some of the session the way Sierra Leone take part, as a country where we take part, we look at the open parliament, as Abi they say earlier, we also look at debt transparency, where this now the anti-corruption commissioner be go make a presentation there and talk about lots of things. Then we also look at justice sector, where then self we go make a presentation, and we also get a colleague we moderate, and we also get civics and also the points of contact meeting. This points of contact for every OGP country, you get forget the points of contact. Then at the posting way OGP global, the contacts for every OGP organization, every OGP activity and everything. So for Sierra Leone, we get the chairman for the National Council for Civic Education and Development. Now, in at the point of contact for the OGP process in Sierra Leone. So, ISEF gets key role where it play inside this big meeting here. One of the things that where it reach there. Now, for try for meet with other points of contact them, na OGP countries. So then they're able for share knowledge, share ideas, share try for see how best they can work together for ensure say the OGP process take a big step. So for the point of contact meeting, some of the things the way then discuss they now the key challenges them. And some of them key challenges they are. Now for see how best we can get technical support from OGP Global, see how best they're able for mobilize funding for run the OGP process na the country. This funding e get for take a two-way wing. One, if you dey develop commitments and you dey implement some commitments there, so e definitely need funding. Two, even the OGP self, the OGP secretariat, where they inside the National Council for Civic Education and Development, e need funding for run am. So we discuss how they will see how they go able for solicit funding for ensure say this OGP where we they can meet and showcase we able for make progress in some of the thing the way we they do. And another thing again where they identify say na a key challenge at the institutionalization of the OGP itself. OGP na the new kid on the block from 2011 to date. So then they try for see how best they will make sure say OGP is here to stay. OGP they na a position where it then at a very high position inside the country. And the final challenge where they discuss now how for solicit high level political support. Because for every commitment where una they make, now governments they implement. But you need political support at that high level. Sierra Leone, we get that support because His Excellency the President, some of the values the way he hold dear, now OGP they push, and we they make sure say for every national action plan way before we they finally submit them to OGP Global, we they make sure say we do a pre-cabinet briefing. That like when all the ministers and they get their cabinet meeting, before then they get their cabinet meeting, we they go present to them, say, this na commitments away through una ministries, una departments and agencies them, una get for commit to. So this na one of the success stories there, even on a challenge for other countries them, but for Salon, na one of the success stories them. Because it help we a lot in terms of implementing and fully implementing then commitments them and milestones them, because immediately after that presentation and they give you their feedback and we take their feedback, now we get an expert meeting. After that expert meeting, we'll just submit and so OGP Global when I in there will hold we to ransom to say when I don't say that this commitment when they implement over this two-year period, and we dey monitor and see how best to now they implement same commitments here.
It's continue for the way to inside the program. Like we say inside alone, in him na Hannah and Amitha, Jimmy as India so for can talk on one meeting where in the Salon be witness na Morocco where happens for be the OGP regional meeting. Still the way to inside the program. We can talk you back shortly. We'll now take with first material inside the program. Lake production and eminence in Africa, this BNTM being done unveil and launch the official dates for Miss Fiton Beauty Pageant. We reporter Fati Usha Conte being witness the occasion and puts this report together.
Eminence Africa Holding Limited, this BNTM don't unveil people waiting up this year for Miss Fiton Beauty Pageant. Now, your conference room, New City Hall, inside Fiton. The people then waiting up this year for Miss Fiton Beauty Pageant, Anna Bintu Michelle Afofana, where they represent Aberdeen community. Zainab V. Al-Tarawali, where they represent Lumley community. Chelsea Lahai, where they represent New Englandville community. Daisy Abdullahi, where they represent Brookfields community. Deborah Cham, where they represent Fobe community. Lillian Asatu, where they represent Calabaton community. Grace Awana Tumara, where they represent Duaza community. Safina Tuzaina Bangura, where they represent Poti community. And Esther Grace Jones, where they represent Wilberforce community. Where all this been they happen, the executive director for Miss Fiton Beauty Pageant Salon Limited, Esther Y. Kamara, say this beauty pageant event they happen on the 26th December 2022 na Family Kingdom inside Fiton. He also say the event na yearly pageant and fashion event where them no get for look for face and body fitness no more, but also them get for look for a academic knowledge and intelligence pandi one them way tina. In continue say, the main thing them we make them organize this program now for promote the answer for our girls campaign and for motivate young girls them where they na the country. In end up say, for let the entertainment industry grow na the country, Lake Production Salon Limited been signed 2 years partnership agreement with Eminence Africa Holding Limited for organize the Miss Freedom Beauty Pageant event.
Eminence Africa and Lake Production are bringing you the 4th annual event of the Miss Freedom Beauty Pageant, which has been scheduled for the 26th of December, Boxing Day, at the Family Kingdom in Freetown. It is an annual pageantry and fashion event based not just on facial and body beauty, but also on academic knowledge and intelligence. It is to display the beauty and intellectual capability of our young girls from different faces across various communities or constituencies within the Freetown municipality. The primary objective of this beauty pageant is to promote the Answer for Our Girls campaign, motivate and mentor young girls, promote feminine beauty and intelligence, increase the standards and build their eloquence, self-confidence and leadership skills. They can also be empowered to contribute meaningfully to society through fashion and modeling industries. In a bid to foster growth in the entertainment industry of Sierra Leone, Lake Production and Eminence Africa signed a partnership agreement for 2 years to organize the Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant event. The theme for this year's event is Girl Power and Community Engagement. Every community needs an advocate. Are you bold enough to represent your community and bring your girl power game to the 2022 Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant? Take a stand for your community as the 2022 Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant is back. So expect something bigger and better to come out in this year's event. Thank you very much.
In the talk this, the Executive Director for Eminence Africa Holding Limited, Sarah Laura Solomon, been talk say, plenty people be buy the Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant form, but not few people be able to make it to the final level. He also say, the one them will qualify for the Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant get for their inside us from the 19th December 2022 for train them on different things then. He end up say, the star prize for this Miss Freetown Beauty Pageant now 100 million yuns inside all notes.
Just as well as I am the Executive Director of Eminence, for this year's Miss Freetown, I am the Executive Coordinator and Producer. So Esther has given a brilliant overview of the Miss Freetown and about the collaboration between Lake Productions and Eminence Africa. So basically, I'll just be taking you through the process, the roadmap of Miss Freetown and how it started, what it's going to be like, what people are to expect. So obviously, there was a call for Miss Freetown contestants and they had to buy their forms. Not everyone who bought their forms made it to this stage. And some dropped out of the way and some did not make it at all. So we had the auditions and then the ladies who are going to be unveiled to you today were the lucky few. And today we're here to unveil them. After today, it's going to be preparation for the Miss Freetown, which is scheduled to take place on the 26th of December 2022, Boxing Day, at the Family Kingdom Resort. But just before the event on the 26th, they're going for a boot camp for a whole week. They're going to be in that boot camp from the 19th of December to the 26th of December. What would they be doing in that boot camp? A lot. Lots of exercises, lots of activities and events. So in that boot camp, they're going to be groomed, trained on different things, etiquettes, basically handling this platform, being a beauty queen, and so on and so forth. They're going to have different people from different facets of life talking to them, and different activities as well. Basically, they're going to be together as well within that 1 week to build, to nurture relationships, to network, and understand that beauty pageant isn't just about being a diva or a beauty queen. As Esther mentioned, the theme for this year's Miss Freetown is girl power and community engagement. You can't indulge in community engagement if you cannot start with your fellow contestants. You cannot involve in healthy competitions. How can you even do that in the first place? So these are the things that we're going to be doing within the period of the boot camp, and also they're going to be doing their talents in the boot camp and their platform presentations in the boot camp. So the winner of the platform presentation would have to present on the night of the event, and then the first runner-up and second runner-up of the talent show will have to present their talent on the night of the event, just so it's not long and boring. And I know all of us want to know what the prize is, but that's not my place. But I'll have you know that the winner of Miss Freetown, if this lady eventually wins Miss Sierra Leone, the first runner-up of Miss Freetown automatically becomes the crowned Miss Freetown. Because once you win Miss Sierra Leone, you are no longer in our hands. You are in the hands of Miss Sierra Leone Limited. So the first runner-up, rather, automatically becomes the crowned Miss Freetown.
As the preparation they go on, now these people will qualify and be get for say.
Grace Sawana Tumara, Brazak community. Yeah, well, let me say the percentage is like 70, all on God.
Daisy Princess Abdullahi, Brookfield community. I don't prepare. I just need for step up and do more than all we are doing right now.
Lillian, Calabar Town. Yeah, even before going for the audition, I've been preparing myself. Yeah, so I think I'll do my best and leave the rest to God.
Zainab, lovely community. Out of 100%, I'll say I'm prepared about 90%, and the rest is with God. The lovely community, they are my people. As my people, they need to believe in me. They need to have confidence in me, because if I win, I can do a lot. I can do a lot to progress the community due to my platform, which is early marriage and the fight against early marriage and teenage pregnancy.
Michael Abintu Fofana or
Abadin, Miss Abadin.
How to prepare everything in me, my ability, my confidence, and what I will portray. My platform as well. It's simple because they know me and they know what they are capable of doing, and I can just walk out to them and explain.
For Freedom Radio, Mina Fati was the M. Usha Conte report.
The program you're listening to, Na Freedom Flag, they can tell you from Freedom Radio 90.1 FM. Continue for sending text message to the AfroCell number 077-429-423. 077-429-423. Or drop your comments now Facebook page, Freedom Radio /90.1 FM. We still get to guest inside the program with Hannah Amida Jimmy. He happens to be OJP coordinator from the National Council for Civic Education and Development. As we still they talk about one OGP regional meeting where Salon be attend in Morocco this BN team. And Hannah, before we go for text messages, entirely on where you be the talk, you don't talk a whole lot of things them we get for do with the things that will make Salon even qualify. for the part of the OGP countries, and as well you talk about things like transparency, like accountability, of course civic participation. You know, we also been on talk on plenty things that we get for the way citizens engagement and access to information and all these and all things we make and OGP decides. Okay, see, I don't say for the part of the OGP countries, as we say in Italy on now, 8 countries they inside this OGP and countries that we'll talk about earlier. Now make a look at waiting at some of the challenges them now where OGP they face or civic education they face in running out the activities of waiting or they do what people they expect from now, because I just want for drag you small from OGP and take it to the civic education aspects.
Well, I think for in everything there must be challenges them. One of which challenge we I go talk about where it cuts across all MDAs that the fact say you don't get enough resources, because OGP is about being ambitious, and I believe say every institution is being ambitious. So governments want for do more, but it gets limited resources. So I feel say this is cut across every MDA, and civic education self no go remove itself from down there. You become ambitious, you do your activity, you make a big budget, because you want for make sure say waiting you want for achieve inside this year, what you want for implement this year, you make sure say you achieve them, but you get for be limited because of the resources. Another challenge way I think say we get probably now the commitments from partners them for participate in meetings, because when you call meeting 1 o'clock, people are not go can't say 2-3 o'clock. But since we do we consultation with heads of MDAs, ministries, departments and agencies them, since we get a consultation, we try for solicit and support and buy in, we don't get a better turnout, because before that's not be major challenge. We know they get much turnout from MDAs there when we they call meetings them. But we take them with the head of the civil service and secretary to cabinet. It be ensure say for any sound at the call meeting una gets me involved, and me go send out the notice to MDAs them, then go attend. Especially the level they own ones, because the level of people away for go OGP na persuade in decision making in institution. Now then go able for go and able for commit to waiting they do, and also able for reports waiting then they do. So I think this not just few of the challenges them. You look out manpower. If you want for go do a big meeting, because OGP or civics not about Freetown or Western area, not about regional headquarters. It involves every nook and cranny corner of Sierra Leone. So for let you reach the area then there, you need both human and capital resources. So we dey try small, you dey take small step. But those I think are the major challenges the way we dey face. And I believe say slowly we go able for overcome the challenges then day.
So you like for share some success stories then?
Oh, the success stories then boku.
just share some for we.
I think as I say, waiting OGP they do, it cuts across all MDAs them. For OGP as an institution, we they oversee the OGP process in Sierra Leone. So they bring together the one the way they implement, because actually not so we they implement the commitments them. You get MDAs the way they implement.
Mm-hmm.
Like in WINAP3, we be get a commitment on free quality education. You see the progress we don't make this. So not so we implement, but the progress we don't be inside the free quality education and OGP commitments where we see that we discuss. So we can take credits for that progress the way don't make. You look at the justice sector now, for the first time you hear it say then get a sitting magistrate na Segbwema. You hear it then get a sitting magistrate na some regional headquarter towns, a district even district level self. So they tell you, say, this na commitment and milestones then, because we get a commitment on access to justice. And you see, this na progress where they make. In order for be one go, but slowly you they see some of the progress then. You also talk about the service charters. Now you they see every MDA now one for do service charter. If you go to the Ministry of Finance, you they see them big billboard day where they talk about what then they do, then different projects them, which money they don't disburse they. Then we are all na things away with the with the sidom and discuss. Say now nah, these people and say they want, then we able for they implement them. So now make her they say across the country you they see the success stories them boku. You can to the Anti-Corruption Commission, you see what they self they do. Then they do so much where now one of the OGP values them. Where you look at accountability, transparency. So you see then they do a lot of things the way we always sit down together and discuss, then they implement. So now that make us say the success story is them boku.
Alright, make we get some messages and we don't come inside the program. And for that, I want to join Fatimata Barry so that I will take you through some text messages them we don't come inside the program. Good morning, Fatimata, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Alasan. These are some of the text messages and we don't come inside the program. They say, within Salon don't benefit as a member of the OGP. This is a common form, Aisha. This one say, OGP, una really they try, up so una go continue the good work. This one not stating name. I really appreciate the government for introduce the civic education at the schools them, because it's really important for them who pick it and learn both their rights and responsibilities. This one they come from Hassan Bayona Kalbaton. This one say, the problem where we get na salon, na that people can more focus on their rights and forget about their responsibility. So it's really important where the government don't introduce the civic education. This one not putting him. This one say, the civic book now free for the picking them or the picking them get for pay for them. This one they come up from Emuna Tuna Godrich. This other one say, what did the government don't put in place for make sure say all the picking them now the country able for get the civic book? This they come up from Wahab Nadwazak. Now not time for check of some of the Facebook messages then. This one say, a lot from Freedom Radio, Yoke 7, Mr. Finance. Lovely and educative. This one they come up from Shekuba. Freedom Radio, you guys are awesome. This they come up from Samuel Kasim Koroman. But these are some of the messages that we are able to get now the program because of time.
Yeah, I think I would take just a few. Another message they say, staying focused on this educative program. Thanks to you all for tireless efforts and the freedom flag with the favorite stories. Okay, I think this is now just a story, a message as well. Safe we been coming inside the program. I think this now some of the messages and we can inside and one for go to the guest and then for make a response to messages and we can send directly. Jimmy,
first I want to thank all we listeners them we send message and the civics book as all government textbook now free then they supply the picking in our school, but you as parents you get for make sure say you help for maintain them book then they, because government's not going to print the same book every year. Then one of the things away the text message they talk about waiting at the benefits of OGP open government partnership, it get lots of benefits, but the major benefits way I go one for discuss now the fact say the things the way OGP stand for when as a country you fully implement them. It will help you for gain global recognition. If we look at the MCC compacts, as a country, we don't pass them. I look at two of the key things that we get a very high grade on. You look at the control of corruption. We get 79% per am. You look at freedom of information. we get 98% as a country on them. When you look at the things the way OGP they do, it close the link to some of the things the way they make with the gain them with the win them compacts there as a country. Because when you look at the control of corruption index, we get 79%. You see the work where the ACC they do, then they commit under OGP, and you see what the ACC they do. You look at freedom of information, where we get 98% per. You see, say now even one of the criteria the way we finally meet as a country before we become a global member of the Open Government Partnership. So this now the major benefits of OGP. It not only means now for the MCC. You get the Mo Ibrahim Award. You get different global award them or recognition where Sierra Leone they get, where they make with the attract donors, with the attract different benefits the way they cancel the country as a whole. So that's my response to some of me Texas them.
So what's going to be your wrap up statement or message to listeners who they listen to you presently?
If you want for no more about the OGP. Or waiting NAC said they do, because it's not all about OGP but also the National Council for Civic Education and Development. I will encourage you for go now with Facebook page. When our National Council for Civic Education and Development, you go now with Facebook page, you go able to follow up on the activities, you go able to send message to we on things the way you feel say we for do, because it get for be interactive. We want for let people also give you your inputs on the give you the feedback and comments on what you would they do. If you also go now we website when www.nacced.gov.sl, if you go there you go get lots of information about NACED, outside we office there, how you go contact we, and even more on the OGP, and also waiting you want for know or waiting you go want for do for help for make Sierra Leone a better place. And you can only do that by adding your voice, your comments, or your views if you send message to win at any of them forum there.
So for possible they use maybe that button phone, enable for Google for no sound office day and how for locate sooner, maybe contact and all. How you go help that person there?
It can kinda we get offices then at all the regions them. We get Fritoya, we get McKinney, we get Bo, we get Kenema. So the Posse Kikana we office system, 21 Stewart Street, na Fritoya. Then if you contact we go able for send them now we regional office system.
Alright, plenty thank you for where you take your time generated the entire program. Once many thanks to we guests today inside the program we in and Hannah, Mitha, Jimmy, and in actually come out from OGP and in our OGP coordinator, and also come out from the National Civic National Council for Civic Education and Development, and as you've been there for can talk about one meeting where OGP been get in a regional meeting and Salon said we participate on that meeting there in Morocco, this BNT. One say many thanks to them for where you come for can talk to we on that. And same way, so want to say plenty thank you to we viewers on our Facebook, one themselves we sending text messages them through messages and SMS message. One say many thanks to now, and same way, so want to say plenty thank you to we production team, and also want to say plenty thank you to Vamsin, Fatmata, Wisha, Larry, and Samuel, as them elbow also help for make we get a lovely program this morning, and also to studio engineer who happens to be DJ Godwin. I want to say plenty thank you to him as well, and also many thanks to we executive producer and producer Ahmed Wahab who make this program reach you today. My name na Ala Hassan Bangura. Till tomorrow with the final edition of the program Freedom Flag, go kanto na tata.
Alone for where